But what elections are supposed to do is to show that, okay, majority of the voters want this person. Now, also, I probably need to remind you that in politics, all kinds of things, you know, are thrown at it, including the, like they will say, including the kitchen sink. But at the end of the day, it's like watching a good match. The match is quite interesting, but somebody throws in a goal on the 89th minute, and then that it is. And that is the best way to look at this. We've been having comments of, you know, yes, of course, malpractices and so on and so forth. But I think in practical terms, politics is not a church event. That much I would tell you. I must give kudos to this man. Most people know that I didn't support his aspiration. That is the truth. But I must give kudos to him, because remember, I always call him the Professor Emeritus of Politics. I never gave him a chance from the beginning. Most people didn't. And lo and behold, he didn't catch our attention until he won the primaries. And in spite of all the Bella Blue and all these things, whatever, he kept going on doggedly. In fact, I had reason to even confront some of his aides to say, why are you wicked to this man? He doesn't seem to have the strength and whatever. But how he went through that campaign, I honestly don't know. Because he came into the campaign virtually looking like frail and whatever. But he was the most visible during the campaign. You can't take that from him. You know? So, there you are. Most likely, you're going to have 4 years, or traditionally, you probably want to have 8 years of his governance. You need to brace yourself for one thing, though. It will not be the same. The politics of this man is different from that of who would then be his predecessor. So you need to be prepared. Now is the time for you to first of all sit back and think of yourself and your immediate family, and find out how you are going to fit into the new dispensation. We are talking now like adults, because mourn as much as you want, you know, and so on and so forth. You have to face a certain reality that how do I fit in? It's going to be a different ball game. Part of the effects of this, though, there's a lot of fracture. There's ethnic fracture. That is the first thing this gentleman the first task he has to face, how to bring everybody back together. It was a big fight. You know, it was a very big fight, you know, trying to create a balance, as on our side of the media, some of us, to make sure that we don't end up being fractured. The second thing that might arise from this could be voter apathy, especially those who threw everything into it and thought that there would be change.
Yeah.
Only for us to realize that most of us don't know the Nigeria we are living in. All kinds of things happened in this era. You don't even know who was what anymore. All kinds of conspiracy theories, you know, have come out of all this, and therefore there might be voter apathy in future.
Uncle Jimmy, there's already voter apathy. You've heard people call into the station to say they're never going to vote again.
Yes, that's an immediate reaction, really. That's an immediate reaction. I feel pain for our people, though. Because there is enough evidence to show that I don't know whether those numbers are in the majority, but that a lot of people were looking forward to a significant shift and change. But then democracy is about the highest numbers, whichever way it comes. So I'd like to congratulate Ashiwaju. You know, he's put up a very big fight. He surprised a lot of us. But that it is your president-elect. I read somewhere, I haven't authenticated it, where there seems to be an indication that Labour might not want to go to court.
We have to be able to authenticate it.
Yes, maybe we can do that later in the day. But I saw it when I came in the studio, where the spokesperson was quoted as saying that there was really no need to go to court. I don't know whether they want to go through that, but let us wait and see. Let us wait and see.
Yeah.
All said and done, there it is, at least for now. There's still a long time to swearing in.
Yeah.
Until he's sworn in, he's not yet the president.
Yeah, he's the president.
So he's a president. At least he has moved from candidate to president-elect, there is one more step to take to become president. And May 29 is quite long from now. You're talking average 3 months.
Yeah. Might I ask what this win would do to the morale of people who will have to vote come the governorship election? Because we still have, this is not the end. We still have the governorship elections and houses of assemblies.
Well, the truth is that I can now go trace my step back again to my original thought that Sanwo-Olu might just win. And this is a professional assessment, so it's not personal. I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just doing an analysis, because what I suspect is that the numbers will be lower. There'll be
lower than what we recorded.
Okay, so the question you ask yourself is, will there be anger or will there be apathy? The tension that built up to this particular election took a lot from a lot of people. You know, it took a lot. Whether they will still have that energy, to go again and see if they can change the status quo at local level, at the government level. Yes. And also, the professor emeritus himself is bogged down now by national matters, you know, because I can imagine the number of meetings he'll be having in a day. So the governor could jolly well be on his own. But like I told him yesterday, in very short time, but try and correct the wrongs as quickly as possible. Some of the things that, you know, that have led to, at least the results that were published, we really don't know the exact results, but and the sad thing is this: all along in the 4-year tenure, I put my reputation on the line. Last election, because my kind of journalism just doesn't sit back. I'll try to be fair, but because of the following you have and so forth, journalism these days dictates sometimes that you take a position, and I took a position on him. But over the years, over the 3-4 years, politicians want you to suck up to them, right? They don't want to listen to anything that you have to say, since you are not one of the sycophants that you know surround them. For example, yesterday there was something in the social media that said that he was trying to have a dinner meeting. I saw the invitation, only for me to get a cheeky WhatsApp message, you know, I'll keep his, the message reads, he's not having any meeting or whatever. Second paragraph now is, in any case, he has the right to have engagements and so on and so forth. And then, not stopping at that, then try to teach me my job. That as a commentator, you should have cross-checked your information before, rather than take the message in good faith. You see, a lot of people in politics are misled by people around them. Do you know why? Because the buck stops on your table. You would carry all the flack at the end of the day, you know. And people usually, most of the people around them get irritated when you criticize their boss. But that's not the way it should be. This gentleman, I assured you, to be fair to him, because I like to be balanced in things, he doesn't have the kind of spirit that those around him have.
So why then does he surround himself with these
people? Well, he needs them. He, you know, he is open-minded. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you read his speech, I can't find the speech, but I will get to it. You know, all these things have happened just this morning. You can see reconciliation in his tone. Okay, it's not a fight. That, you know, he says, if you abuse me, if you do this, you do that, you do that, you do this, it's nothing personal, nothing spoiled. And that is what has endeared him to the victory that he has today. But most importantly, for all of you out there, I feel the pain for some of you. I feel the pain, but you just have to move on.
Yeah.
You just have to move on.
Yeah.
But if you want to keep up the struggle, fair enough. But, you know, just cool your mind down and begin to understand the country you are living in. This particular election has exposed the inner minds of a lot of people. I have seen people who have surprised me by their ethnicity, you know, by their tolerance for certain things, and people that I've known almost all my life, and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, I never knew
Yeah, this is the position this person will hold.
If, for example, you have a friend who says, "Oh, I cannot vote for Peter Obi because it's not whatever," and you're asking yourself, "Oh my God, where's all this coming from?"
I mean, like I always say, this election seemed to be the most regional election we've had in the life of the country. It's bad for
the country, because what then happens is that it has brought out some kind of evil national spirit, evil ethnic spirit in people.
Yeah, for lines we're trying to blur.
And we thought that we had gotten over that. Now, in various groups, you just get embarrassed, you know, by some of the things. Some of the things that you hear from people. Because, you see, one thing you shouldn't do is under no circumstance should you allow the thoughts of politicians play lead in your mind. You need to be clear-minded. And in a country like Nigeria, you have to make that extra effort. The election has its flaws, though. Let me quickly add that. How we are going to sort out those flaws, I honestly don't know. Because some of the stories making the rounds are mind-boggling. But then again, remember that this is also a time of misinformation. So a lot of propaganda is out there, and we have to be very careful.
Well, that's what Nigeria Info is here for. Let's take another headline from The Nation. It says, I think I had called that out before, still from The Nation newspaper. "Calls for my resignation misplaced," says INEC chairman. He seems to be, everybody has their eyes on the INEC chairman right now, especially with the results of this election.
Well, I have my eyes on him, and I can say that he's conducted the most controversial election ever. And I don't know how history will treat this gentleman in future. Because honestly, I don't know whether it was a case of sheer incompetence or compromise and sabotage. I mean, you put down this beavers, whatever it is, and this uplining, the uploading of the results, and it was to give credibility. You see, the sad thing about this, everybody is affected by what appears to be compromise. Even the winner himself. Even the winner himself would be affected. You don't even know what your people feel about you, and it's very important. If you perceive that results are doctored, they're this and that, so how do you know? How do you get to know what the exact results will be for your own, self-assessment? And to be honest with you, I'm being a bit polite with this gentleman, because either which way, he ended up conducting the most controversial, whatever it is, the most controversial election in the history of this country. And it's sad. I don't know if we would have to, having tried all the sophisticated things, I don't know if we'd have to go back to option A for...
I'm sorry, I had to laugh. In 2027.
Yes, because...
No, come on, Uncle Jimmy, come on.
Okay, so now can you tell me what was the benefit of the beavers and uploading?
Yeah, big question for INEC chairman, because he needs to tell us...
Can somebody tell me what was the real benefit? What was the real benefit for option A4 and the beavers were, you know,
well, we did it an failed. Open secret ballot, and then the uploading of the results seemed to be the biggest problem in this.
Let us count ourselves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like doing IBD in primary school. And no, it's true. Well, we shouldn't pretend to be sophisticated when we are not. In all honesty, in other countries, the security services. Okay, the security, like in the UK and the US, for example, the FBI will be interested in knowing what happened. But here, once there seems to be a change of government, the set of people that should have done it will be the first set of people to go and congratulate the gentleman. Because we don't have good structure. I'm not talking political structure, but we don't have good structures.
Institutions.
We don't have good institutions. Whose employ have been guaranteed under the constitution. You don't have. Otherwise, there is a need to thoroughly find out. Because if there had been any form of sabotage of the kind of things that we are hearing, you're looking at treason here.
Absolutely.
You're looking at treason here. Hmm. But I doubt very much if that is going to happen.
Well,
part of this is also going to rub off on President Buhari. Because it will be said that in the election in which his own party member won, these were the following suspected breaches. And history is not going to be too kind. By tomorrow, we'll begin to have reactions from other countries, from international, international bodies.
Yeah.
Yes, they will be congratulating.
But it will be mostly congratulations.
Yes, mostly congratulations. But then you will still see some reports coming out.
Mm.
So that's where we are this morning. My plea with everybody is to stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay calm. Don't get involved in violence. You can keep up the struggle if you think it's worth it. You can keep up the struggle. But for those of us who have been through these times without number, and to some of our, because some of one or two of our listeners called us privately, some of them are down. But one particular one I want, don't get addicted. Let me tell you a secret. You won't know that from Saturday, I didn't watch the process on TV.
What were you doing?
I was watching movies. because when I tried to watch the first, when the issue started coming up, no uploading, no beavers, I said, what is there to watch? You will just walk yourself up and you'll be hoping for some magic to happen. So you need to handle, because look, at the end of the day, however you feel politically, you have your life to save.
Hmm. Your mental health is
Health is very, 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 very important.
Mm,
So let's just be
okay. Let's take another one. This one's from the Punch newspaper. Presidential poll loss won't affect government duties, says Sanwo-Olu.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Because I just mentioned something to that effect. But if I were him, I'd run back from Abuja now and work hard to win. Win the elections on March 11th.
Hmm.
If I were him, he made one error, but not of his own doing. His principal just wanted him badly, so he neglected the campaign in Lagos. That's the impression that I got.
Hmm.
If one of the candidates cannot face him alone in the polls, unless they come together.
Okay. And do you see that happening before the elections?
Okay, so you'll be looking
because we saw a banding together for Labour Party, ADC, and the PDP in Abuja.
You see, the problem, if they want to come together, and of course, I'm not always right. You asked for my thinking. So let's say Labour, Rhodes Vivor, is that his name? Yeah, Rhodes Vivor.
Rhodes, yeah.
GRV, Jandor, okay, and Doherty all come together. Where I anticipate a problem is between Jandor and GRV. Remember that GRV was supposed to have been picked as a deputy to him.
In the PDP.
So it caused a fracture in the party that made Chief Buttigieg go into some kind of mini retirement. Okay? So unless they have a common cause to say that, look, let us deal with these people first, get them out of the way, then we can then know how to share the spoils. Because the Labour Party, apparently, they won Lagos at presidential level. So GRV has an upper hand.
Mm.
But whether Jandor would then... You see, history has a way of repeating itself if this works out like that.
Mm.
Because remember that the current deputy governor, apparently, at that time, was supposed to have been the governor. The religious factor came in. This is as the stories we hear. I don't know.
Yes.
But politicians play on all things. Religious factor came in that, and it was said that this present governor was actually their friends.
Yeah.
Like I had very close friends. And he was saying that, okay, let me be your chief of staff. And then, the tables turned. So in politics, nothing is impossible.
Hmm.
I don't think if they go on a three-way race between Jandor, GRV, and Doherty and some of the others, What they'll be doing is that they'll be fractured, yes, and then let this man
and
get
let
the majority.
The APC win. Well, well, we can't call that election. We're just going to watch and see what plays out, and we're hoping that people will not stay at home.
No, you don't. I mean, the struggle continues. Yes, you have to go back to rebuild. You know, the struggle continues. A lot of us want change, and I'm one of them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hide that. We can't. I'm not happy with the status quo. And with this new president elect, it's not going to be much different. In fact, it's going to be, if cares, unless God, you know, in his ways, has, you could jolly well then have him
Uncle
do
Jimmy God is not a politician.
But interesting times. Mm. So the election is March 11th.
Mm.
Let's see what will happen by this weekend. If nothing happens, significant happens by this weekend, then the three of them will go into the race. They'll all have fractured votes. Because it might not necessarily translate that, because Tinubu was defeated in Lagos, it could all have been a ploy by the man to use it to balance up his victory at the top. Who knows?
Well, we'll never know. Jimmy Disu, always a pleasure to have you on this side of the analysis. We'll be back after the break to bring you, of course, a great conversation. We'll be having the INEC, former INEC rec for River State, Anedi Koiwak, and, of course, a representative of Yaga Africa on the other side. We're analyzing all of the events from Saturday till today and what lies ahead for the president-elect. Stay with us.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not